And welcome back to another great episode of Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. Rob can't be with us today, but my fantastic intern, Lance, is going to be joining us today.
Hello.
Today, we are going to look at PTSD relief in Africa, and we've got an incredible guest with us today. But you are listening to 100.1 on your FM dial, on the internet everywhere on this planet of ours, at KRUU-FM. If you want to email us any questions, feel free at KRUU-FM, mentalhealthmatters@KRUU-FM.com. And I am Dr. Scott Terry. I run a number of organizations. I'm licensed in a couple different states as a counselor, family therapist. I'm an educational psychologist. And I run the Fairfield Mental Health Alliance, which everybody should join because mental health does matter to all of us. Number of organizations. And Lance, who is one of my great interns, is part of the Arden Counseling Center. So say hi, Lance.
Hello, everyone. I'm really grateful to be here. My name is Lance Lashley, and as Dr. Terry said, I'm one of his new interns. I'm a recent graduate of Maharshi University and just received a bachelor's degree in physiology and health and Ayurveda. And I'll be pursuing a master's degree in social work next year. And I'm really excited to be here to talk about PTSD today.
Fantastic. And on today, we've got a great guest, Jim Schaefer, Dr. Schaefer. Dr. Schaefer, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, about what your specialty is and why you're interested in this subject?
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Scott. And hello, Lance.
Hello.
So myself, I'm from Fairfield and have been involved in our global aspects of the Transcendental Meditation Program for the last 20 years, working from Fairfield as well as from Holland. I also, like you, Dr. Scott, are involved in many organizations, on the board of directors and so forth and so on. I'm president of a nonprofit corporation called Partners for World Peace. At Partners for World Peace, we are, in essence, a group of retired and semi-retired corporate senior management type people who have some history over the last decades of being supportive of the TM program around the world. And so our club, which is a private club, we selectively engage in projects that we think are worthwhile and beneficial to humanity that somehow use the Transcendental Meditation Program, but are generally of value to societies with regard to education, healthcare, agricultural and food issues. We mostly work in developing countries, and we assist with nonprofit situations in developing countries to help them evolve their opportunities for project development or institutional development. In most cases, this involves working with teachers of Transcendental Meditation. And specifically, our topic today involves the work of Partners for World Peace, a United States nonprofit corporation, assisting another United States nonprofit corporation, which is called PTSD Relief Now, which has projects in Africa called African PTSD Relief. My background in Fairfield, you know, I've been here for 30 plus years, 35 years now, I guess, and I own a company, a principal shareholder in a company called Soil Technologies Corp. in Fairfield, where we manufacture natural organic pesticides and fertilizers, and we sell them in some 25 countries around the world. I have personally done a lot of global travel for that business, and I almost always combine my global travel with assistance to the institutions that deliver the Transcendental Meditation program around the world. So we're very philanthropic. Our agenda is basically philanthropy. The purpose of the Partners for World Peace is basically philanthropy. And you'll hear me talk about this quite a little bit more in our talk here today. So that's our background, organizationally, institution-wise.
And you have...
we got involved with the PTSD agenda because, you know, it's a very good thing to do. PTSD is a big problem around the world. In Africa, an estimated 10% of people have PTSD. And, well, I will pause here and see if you have a question from your side. And then we can comment more specifically now, as you might wish,
so,
on the issue of PTSD and also the continent of Africa.
So, by the way, you also have a doctorate in agriculture, and... you have done quite a number of things, so it's. I'm very glad you're with us today, and this seems to be your focus, is looking at this specific tool of Transcendental Meditation, this specific technique or tool, because you find it very effective, not because you're trying to, proliferate this technique, but because it really does, you found that it really does make a difference, especially regarding PTSD. Is that correct? Is that a way to say that?
Yes, absolutely. PTSD is a problem that is it's like a disease, as is the case with all stress. It's based in the physiology, and it is a combination of biochemical alterations that have resulted from trauma.
Yeah.
And these biochemistries accumulate as, like, you know, toxins in the physiology that are carried forward over time, that are not eliminated through just, you know, hey, getting a good night's sleep. So the biochemical physiologies of traumatic stress experiences that may come from being exposed to violence in a war. It may be trauma associated with molestation, being attacked for just basic thievery, you know, assault, physical assaults. There are many basic, even just living your life in poverty can be somewhat traumatic for people. A lot of trauma is just associated with the social economic dynamics in extreme poverty.
Yeah.
And in Africa, an estimated 10% of the population has this problem. They test positive for PTSD. And as you can imagine, it's extremely debilitating among the young people.
Absolutely. And what's really fascinating when we start, I'm also have a trauma background in my treatment modalities. And one of the fascinating things to really think about, trauma isn't necessarily what happened to you. It's how you integrate it, what you did to yourself afterwards, unconsciously in your body, your body's deep limbic system, how it sort of overloaded it, the nervous system overloaded it, and you're kind of stuck in that fight or flight modality forever. And no matter what you do, no matter how much you try to get out of it, sometimes even trying harder keeps you more stuck in it. And it's like, how do I let go enough so that I can make that shift? How can I really get to that point? I've got to have something that really releases it enough. You know, just like if your body's spasming, sometimes it needs to be able to just find something that'll trigger it so that it'll stop, so that then we could get to what was causing that spasm to begin with.
Well, as you can see in the name of our organization, this U.S. nonprofit organization, PTSD Relief Now, the operative word there is relief. We're in the relief business. When people are suffering from PTSD, it plagues them so much that anything that they can do, really, that would provide some relief is normally welcomed in a big way. TM technique, basic business of transcending, and all of the rest that you get, metabolic rest that you get from practicing the technique, transcending, and repeating it on a regular basis, is a tool for providing that relief.
By the way, you are listening to KRUU-FM 100.1, and you are listening to Mental Health Matters. And again, we're continuing our series on PTSD relief in Africa, because the notion of PTSD really impacts all issues of mental health. And it is so problematic. And as you say, it's estimated 10%, and many experts say that's really way, way, way under estimating the amount of PTSD in Africa, which affects every area of a person's life, as well as the society and how much it could grow and change. If people are in trauma, there's only so much that could be done, and so it's shifting out of that trauma. And trauma, again, could be from these terrible circumstances, or people could have milder trauma regardless of why or how it created, but what happened to you inside you. And so even here, even a prosperous country like the United States or in Iowa or wherever you are, you could have trauma, and there's a way to get out of this. And this relief notion is really essential, as Dr. Schaefer is saying. He's finding this tool really effective, and that's how come we're discussing this and have been for a few episodes here, because it really impacts so many of us on so many different levels. And again, it doesn't always have to be so extreme. Trauma could be whatever it is for you, whatever it is, and finding the tools, the holistic tools, to get out of the cycle of the trauma reaction itself so that healing can really take place is essential for all of us. So Dr. Schaefer, you're saying, you know, this focus on transcending is this great thing. Can you explain what that actually means? And how it actually is applied, which I think is the really important thing in Africa.
Okay. Well, the process of transcending, the actions, the activity that is experienced when you utilize the TM technique as a self-improvement tool, it involves the mind and body having a very, very deep rest, where the system basically becomes less active and it goes into a repair mode where it begins to regenerate itself. And in this deep rested condition, these toxins that are often associated with, that are always associated with the condition of stress, and PTSD is an exaggerated condition of stress in the person's life, in the physiology of a person. When the person experiences this process of transcending, which is a mental experience of the mind becoming more quiet, the body becoming more quiet and rested, automatically, doing virtually nothing from the side of the person, in this experience of transcending and very deep rest, automatically the physiology, the whole constitution of a person knows exactly what to do. It knows how to heal itself. So TM is a tool for allowing a person to have this experience, and then the person itself, you know, all of the mechanisms, the physiological mechanisms to remove toxins from the physiology, from the tissues of the body, from the brain itself, from the organs, all of the operating systems in our constitution, they begin to clean themselves. And progressively over time, actually in a relatively short period of time after you learn the technique, we find that there is a significant amount of this kind of chemistry of stress that gets removed from the body. And then the manifest symptoms that rise in your life that we call PTSD begin to dissipate. In research, we see that within 10, 30 days, a person becomes statistically significantly less plagued by the characteristics of PTSD in their personal experience. And they report that in the research that we do, studying the application of TM as a tool to relieve people from PTSD.
Oh, great. Dr. Schaefer, I actually would like to jump in on that. I have a question along those lines in terms of the physiology and the biochemical nature of stress and imbalance. You've obviously been a teacher of TM for many years, and the treatment of PTSD is a multimodality approach, which oftentimes includes the use of prescription anti-anxiety and antidepressant medications that aren't generally available, I would think, to people in Africa and war-torn countries. So, in your opinion, how effective is TM in reducing the symptoms of PTSD as compared with the use of the traditional anti-anxiety and antidepressant medications?
Well, let's talk about the continent of Africa with respect to your question. And in the case of Africa, the availability of therapeutic measures to address the PTSD problem in the African society at large is very limited.
Yes.
The governments, a lot of what you find in Africa is that services like this are provided from the public sector. There's very, very little private service that people pay for this type of problem. But in the public sector, the government invests limited amounts of funds to address mental health issues and especially, in this case, PTSD issues. The application of that are delivered, there are a few psychologists and even less psychiatrists available to address these kind of problems in the continent. The use of drugs normally is very expensive type of application for them, and they don't utilize drugs that much in order to address the problem. On a comparative basis, we have not done any direct research in Africa comparing ourselves to drug therapy. The general knowledge that we know about is that while drug therapy masks some of the symptoms that people experience that we call PTSD, they don't necessarily provide long-term relief.
Yes.
And they're expensive. They have limited availability. So they have not proven to be, you know, a ready solution for PTSD problems in Africa. TM is, in terms of the economics compared to what we know about having personal therapy or drug therapies, the TM technique is actually delivered at significantly less cost than those two treatment methods that we know about. TM is very economic to deliver. It's relatively easy to deliver, and it produces results in a relatively short period of time. Does that sort of answer your question, Lance?
Yeah, absolutely it does, and it's kind of what I was thinking, especially in terms of cost effectiveness and availability, and that does. Thank you very much.
I mean, I think what's really fascinating is thinking about it simply from take out all the philosophies, take out all the little camps that are vying for attention or for support or for attention, and come back to simple economics. What is a useful tool to address this specific problem? And in Africa, it really starts making sense when you talk about it simply from an economic perspective. This particular technique or tool is a really useful tool. In the States, where I've treated many, many veterans and who've had extreme PTSD, and many other people in just ordinary life who have experienced PTSD to varying degrees, that even when we look at multimodality kinds of treatment, you're absolutely right, Dr. Schaefer. Simply addressing, masking the symptoms doesn't address the problem, the underlying problem, and thus people get stuck. Doing exposure therapy, which is traditionally done in, say, military kind of settings, which could be a very useful technique, but can be also re-traumatizing people and can be very difficult and sometimes not addressing it. Using CBT or other kinds of cognitive behavioral techniques could, again, be useful, but again, for many people, doesn't address the full problem in a larger spectrum of their life. And so thinking about it as really the whole person, and the whole person just isn't an individual with a nervous system. It's also that person in a society. And as they change, the people around them change. And as they change, it changes that individual. As that person is able to relax without side effects, which is really significant, as many of these other tools have side effects, having no side effects and having ramifications for the society itself, not just for that individual, it really then becomes a really interesting phenomenon to look at this tool.
Yeah, when we go into schools in Africa, for example, in Kenya, among the Maasai tribes on the Kenya-Tanzanian border, we have a couple of schools that where we are delivering our programs to address the PTSD problem. In this case, they're very rural. We work both with the faculty and the administration and local adults as well as the students. The PTSD is said to originate in this case most commonly from violence associated with the theft of cattle from one Maasai tribe to another. It's one of their hobbies to steal cattle from each other. But the process involves quite a lot of violence. Sticks, machetes, different things are used. And they can be aggressive with regard to this. And there's a reason why they do this. Cattle is a primary measure of wealth. So if you're a young person and you don't have anything under your belt in terms of wealth, a good way to get it is to go steal it from other people in another tribal group. And they do this between each other and have been doing it for a really long time. Children, youth are traumatized by being exposed to this kind of phenomenon. So it's very well known that they have this problem in this zone of Kenya. Of course, they have it in other areas of Kenya as well. But this application among the Maasai youth in these schools, these kids are very much poverty-stricken. The school itself does not have any electricity. Both of the schools we're dealing with, they do not have electricity. They do not have things like computer access. The kids are fed at the school, and they're primarily fed one thing every day, twice a day, and that's cornmeal mush, what we would call cornmeal mush. They have a different name for it there, ugali. Is their local name in Swahili, and they may add a few beans to that. They eat this same thing at school, and they eat the same thing at home. Just painting the picture of what the life is like for these kids. Some of the kids in the schools that we're working with are walking 10 kilometers or more one way to get to the school. They leave very early in the morning before sunrise to get to the school. When they get to the school, sometimes it's still dark before school starts, and we're actually helping them also with solar lanterns so that we can have an environment inside the school before school starts where they can practice TM, and they need a solar light. So, you know, there's at least some illumination in the classrooms. A lot of the classrooms are dirt floors. A lot of the walls are just, you know, they look a little bit like some kind of old horse barn that you would see in the United States. Very rough, a lot of poverty. poverty, undeveloped situation, and then they're dealing with PTSD. This sort of paints a picture of what it's like when you go there and you see what the student's life is like. When we teach TM to them, often, you know, they have this experience of relief. And the kids can become really thankful and appreciative towards their TM teachers pretty quick. We do a lot of follow-up in these cases. You have to do a lot of follow-up, which means our teachers go back in there every month for the first year or two to do a lot of support for the practice of the technique in the classrooms. And we, of course, send money from our organization here in the United States. And funding all of this, of course, a big part of what I get involved with.
Well, thank you so much. We're just about out of time. We only have a couple more minutes here. But if somebody wants to find out more about your organization and how they could support or look at applications for themselves, where would they check? Where would they look into?
Well, the PTSDReliefNow.org is the website, and contact with us could be done through that website, PTSDReliefNow.org.
Fantastic. And if anybody has any other...
We have an agenda, which is to try to raise money from corporations to support our activities in Africa, both corporations that exist in Africa as well as those in the United States. In corporations, this is called corporate social responsibility, CSR, corporate social responsibility. And almost all corporations in the world today have evolved corporate social responsibility offices within their corporate structure. Our agenda is not so much to solicit donations from individuals, although we do that some. We have a much greater interest to present sophisticated prospectus defining these kind of projects directly to the officers who in the corporation who are responsible for corporate social responsibility. We're seeking CSR for this kind of support.
Fantastic.
Certainly, if your listeners wanted to help us and contact us and connect us to a corporation that has CSR, we'd be happy to make that connection.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Schaefer. We're just about out of time. We have 1 minute left. Is there anything else you'd like to close with regarding this issue?
Let me just close with a personal note. You know, I'm 63 years old. I've been in the corporate world here in Fairfield, Iowa for quite a long time, decades, and at the same time I've been involved globally in helping with initiatives to help with development in developing countries that often includes the Transcendental Meditation Program. This process of giving something back to society, personally, it's very rewarding.
Absolutely.
And I encourage others to do the same.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your good work. And I remind everybody one of the most important things they could do to take care of themselves is to look at how they can make a difference in the lives of others. And it's not getting caught in another person's lives, being codependent and trapped in what happens. Again, not trapped by the fruit of the labor, but simply acting to make a difference in other people's lives so you can make a difference in your life and be a different person. Everybody, thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you, Dr. Schaefer. Thank you, Lance. And we'll talk to you next week. Mental Health Matters. Bye, everyone.